Hello, it's Germination editor Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to Insiders Podcast Episode 1, where industry experts discuss issues that are top of mind, share technical advancements, and talk about tips for success. I recently sat down with Jason McNevin, owner of the Saskatoon-based CAN Seed Equipment, to talk about the issue of eliminating human error and reducing costs. It's a topic he says is coming up more and more in his line of work as technology becomes more advanced and allows machines to do many tasks in a fraction of the time and at less cost than it used to take human beings to do the same work.
And you went from a 20-foot wide sprayer to now an 80-foot wide or whatever the largest one is. You know what I mean? So everything in every industry is getting bigger, more automated. It's just the way of the future. You know, 20 years ago, or maybe a little bit longer, 25 years ago, there was no such thing as an automated teller. Now, how many people actually go to banks? I mean, everything's automated, right? Your paycheck is automatically put into your bank account at midnight and on payday. It's the way the world is going.
It's all part of what most of us called the future back when we were kids, when we dreamed of the time when machines would do many of the difficult tasks so humans wouldn't have to. Turns out, Jason says, that the future is now. Agriculture has been making gains for thousands of years.
In many regions, great loss has befallen farmers and other rural residents during periods of bad weather, which made secondary roads impassable. The need for adequate farm-to-market roads, which would make the transportation of farm produce independent of weather conditions, has been recognized in all parts of the country.
According to Jason, the world of grain processing and handling is making gains that allows the industry to eliminate human error like never before.
There's definitely newer equipment out there that is, whether it be seed treaters or gravity tables or color sorters, that, you know, have a high end of automation to them, and it basically is to reduce errors and costs and costly mistakes. As far as our seed treaters, I mean, the automation that's involved, you know, I have a customer that treats 50,000 bushels a year and is with coming on his chemical side of things within 1%. As far as the gravity tables, if people are struggling to retain staff, or if they feel that they're constantly training, you're able to basically preset the machine with a senior operator, and then all you have to do is select the recipe that you're going to run. So if you're running wheat, you know, you would basically select that recipe, and the machine would automatically adjust to that, and from there you would just fine-tune the separation.
He notes that efficiencies like this translate into reduced costs.
Chemical is very expensive, and if you're over-applying it, you're not going to have the outcome of what the treatment's for. But then again, if you're under-applying it, you're also not going to be making the customer very happy, because I think his yields will fall short. As far as the gravity tables, a lot, you know, you're going to have to select what your reclaim is and what your good product is, and if you're over-selecting some of the stuff that should be going in basically for feed or screenings, you know, you could have a larger yield loss.
Jason says whenever the topic of eliminating human error comes up, people tend to bring up the specter of job losses. This is a valid concern, but he says that all technology throughout history has changed the nature of human work, rendering certain jobs obsolete, and today is no different.
Understanding and realizing that is the way technology is going. Automation is coming, whether it's in a seed cleaning plant or whether it's in any other industry in the world. And unfortunately, it will reduce some jobs. I think we're going to see more and more of it as time comes on, and the automation is going to be there. There's always going to be the machines that need to be set by an operator. People can be on both sides of the fence here, right? If we had more automated processes, I would be very open to them, because, you know, it basically just takes away some of the human error. I can understand where other people are coming from and fearing automation and because it is reducing jobs. I think it's the way the world is going.
For more Insider's commentary by Jason McNevin, visit germination.ca/insiders. Thanks for listening.